Podcast.
It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamualaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live.
Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Oh, we sure are. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's 6:01. Your Wednesday, August 18th, Chris Fade, Pretty Mullick, Big Rossi. We're hanging out with you in the studio right now. Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Phone guy Eddie, Nala, all ready to go. We're locked and loaded. I just thought about this, Ross, the other day. I sent you a nice message on WhatsApp. You didn't even reply to me. You didn't even reply to the comment.
Really?
What message?
I sent it on the group.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I said, how beautiful. The other day. I said, Ross, you're looking great. You're looking good. The hair. You didn't even comment. Like, it was a compliment, mate.
Thank you. I didn't know what to do with it. It was such a weird thing that I got from you. I didn't know how to deal with that one.
What do you mean it was weird? It was a
compliment.
What did I say? I forget what I even said.
Taking videos when I'm not looking of my belly and then sending them to me on WhatsApp.
But this was a story. It was off our story that you and I did together.
Oh.
Yeah,
you look good, Ross, the hair and tan and that sweater.
Oh, thank you.
And I had to really hold myself back from putting on like a smart comment at the end of it. But I thought, no, let's just make it a compliment. And then he didn't even reply to me.
Oh,
sorry.
It made me feel very sad.
Oh, don't do that voice.
Did you go to the gym?
Nah, I didn't. I didn't go to the gym this morning.
Goodness.
I just sort of jet lag is sort of falling away from me. So rather than getting up at 3:30, I got up at the usual 4:30 and then just back here. If you don't know, I'm actually doing the show from home. I'm in my bedroom right now. I know technology is amazing, right?
Yeah.
Our company, Virgin Radio and ARN, when we travel, we need to quarantine for 5 days before coming back into the office, which, fantastic. I love it. So I've been doing the show the entire week. So thanks to the guys for allowing me to get in here.
Tomorrow you'll be back, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, guys? I'm actually really thoroughly enjoying this. This could be a new way. I don't know. It's so great. Do you miss me?
Well, Eddie, a little bit, yeah.
Eddie is vigorously shaking his head saying, no way, no chance, get back here.
Eddie, so I usually press all the buttons whilst we do the show, and Eddie has been doing it for the whole week. Eddie, I've got to tell you, mate.
Yeah.
This is it. I'm loving it. You do such a great job.
No, you need to come back.
Can I keep it like this for a while?
No.
Eddie, just make a bunch of mistakes today. Make it all go wrong. And then you know how he's a control freak, so he'll have to come in.
Just Eddie, I just want it till 2023 July.
No.
No
chance.
No chance. Huh?
Unless you give me half of your salary.
Get him, Eddie.
Just think of all the plots in Kenya we can get with that, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you 10%. You'll be all right with that as well. It'll work well.
Can I suggest something this morning? Seeing as you're working from home, and it's not really fair on us, really, because you just get to roll out of bed and do the show.
Yeah,
so,
what
I was thinking was, I can order you your breakfast. It's my choice. You get it delivered to your house, but you've got to eat it.
No matter what it is.
Yeah.
Yes, you have to accept.
What do you think?
Well, I'm. Can I tell you, I've dropped another kilo this week.
Doesn't matter.
I'm 3 kilos lighter in 4 days. I've been doing really well, even though I nearly passed out from not eating anything yesterday.
Chris Fade, do you accept Big Rossi's challenge?
I'll order you it.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yes!
Okay.
Great.
Yes!
I don't like wasting food, so...
No, you'll eat it.
Don't order too much because I'm not going to eat a lot of it, but I'll consume some of it, yes.
Okay, all right, cool. I'll get on it now. It's an English traditional dish.
There we go. Oh, don't get me kippers or whatever it's called. We've got that coming up, obviously. We've got Nicole joining us. She is the woman that stood on top of the Burj Khalifa for the Emirates sort of airline commercial. She was strapped to it. I'm going to ask her if it was swaying up there. I want to know. They tell you that the Burj Khalifa sways all the way up there. So we'll ask her that question. We've got your pop quiz coming up. There's a lot happening, all right? But who's up right now? Are you awake? Are you awake right now? What are you doing? Are you on the way to work, gym? Are you coming home from work like yesterday? I'd love you to call me. Come on, be our first caller of the morning. 0487155444. Okay, 0487155444. I'd love to get you on the show this morning. Fine.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
First call of
Yalla, yalla, Adnan. Kifak, man. How you doing, Adnan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Hey. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Doing well, mate. You sound awake. What are you doing? 6:09, you're already up. What's happening?
I'm right now cruising on Sheikh Zayed, heading to the office, trying to get an early day in.
Do the bosses know, or are you the boss? But do the bosses know that you are dedicated and you go in this hard?
Well, I hope they do.
They better.
If they're listening to radio, the show right now, they should know that.
Yeah, but you've got to drop hints somehow throughout the day. Like, even if you, when I came at 7 o'clock this morning, it was there was no coffee in the canteen. Could we get coffee in there?
And then your boss would be like, "You were in at 7 a.m. Wow!"
I just casually dropped the yawn at like 12 o'clock. Ah, it's been so long.
Do you get to leave early?
Well, actually, our work is very flexible, but honestly, we have an event coming up in like 34 days, so just trying to make sure that we are up to speed on everything.
If you're looking for a host, Rossi can do it for you at a great price.
Yes, thank you. That's correct.
What's the event?
It's called the Boat Summit, and basically, I work for this company called Aurora 50, which is aimed to bring gender diversity at the boardroom.
Oh, I love that.
Cool. Yeah. Well,
Rossi's not your guy for that.
No,
sorry.
No.
Maybe Pretty, though. Pretty would be good at that.
Yeah, though. I'm available.
Yeah.
Okay. I let my production manager know all that.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll take 20% of any of the deals because I just started it there, guys. So I just let you all know. Well, listen, bro. We appreciate you having us on nice and early, and have a great day and do your thing, all right?
Yeah, thank you, guys. And all of you guys and all the listeners as well. Have a wonderful day. You know, it's always good to start the day with a nice big smile.
Good on you, mate. You're awesome.
Spread that positivity. That's exactly what we need, Adnan. Thank you. God bless. Take care. Kate is also called through. Kate from Paw Pals is hanging out. How are you, Kate?
I'm good, thanks. How are you? Did you enjoy your holiday?
Oh, did I enjoy it? I loved it. I said, someone asked me that the other day, and I said, you know what? Probably one of the best holidays I've ever gone on, just making memories with the girls. It's just making memories. Because I envision myself being 65 years old and just looking back at the times where I was like, girls, you remember when we used to go to America and hang out? And like, I just best memories ever, Kate.
That was when I used to have money. I've got no money now.
Is that what 65-year-olds sound like? I feel like
they don't sound like that. They don't. What are you up to, Kate?
I'm just chilling at home with my dogs, having coffee, listening to you guys.
That sounds lovely.
Hey, Kate, you know Pretty Malik's just got a new dog?
I have, little Dookie.
Yeah. Little Dookie.
Have you got any tips for a new puppy owner?
Training.
See, we're doing that. Sometimes it's hard.
Hey, Kate, we talked about this on the radio the other day. I'd like, because you're an expert in animals. I asked Pretty and Jeff to come to my daughter's birthday party on Thursday, and only one of them's coming because they don't want to leave the dog alone for about 3 hours. And I said, guys, you can leave the dog alone for 3 hours.
It's 4 hours, but continue.
It would be 3 hours. I'd let you come and go straight away. Okay. Would that be okay for a puppy, or is it better to have someone there all the time?
The puppy doesn't need someone there all the time, but 3 to 4 hours is a little bit long for a 2-month-old puppy. Mm-hmm. So kind of like 2 hours is the max, really, at that age.
See?
You need to increase it slowly. So Pretty's kind of right. The puppy does need a little bit more at that age.
Okay. So come for 2 hours, both of you, and then go leave. That's it. That's all you got to do. Just come and go.
Chris, I will be there. Just... stop. This is what I have to deal with all the time. Like, I can't do anything in my life without input from this man a negative manner.
Oh, dear.
I can't.
I can imagine it.
She's great. She's very happy to have me in her life. Though.
Very exciting.
So I think that was my fault bringing it up.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, Rossi. Appreciate it. So back to you having a beautiful cup of coffee with your dog. That sounds amazing.
You enjoy that. You enjoy it. Paw Pals, if anyone needs any animal sort of info, check out Kate from Paw Pals. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Have a great morning. Thank you, okay?
All right, and you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye,
Kate.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Let's go.
It's true. What's happening, pretty?
Okay, so it's been a huge week for Travis Barker. If you missed it, he flew on a plane for the first time since surviving a deadly plane crash back in 2008. Can you believe since that day, he refused to get on a plane? Understandably so. Four people died in that plane crash, and he suffered severe burns all over his body.
Yeah, it's just...
It's scary stuff, and currently, he's in Cabo. He finally got on a plane for the first time, and he did it with his girlfriend, Kourtney Kardashian. He's there with Kris Jenner and Corey Gamble as well. He went to Instagram to thank his girlfriend for helping him through it all. These two are really in
love. Hold on. Where are they at the moment?
Cabo.
Oh, Cabo.
Yeah, Mexico.
Okay.
Wow, where did you think?
I thought you said Kabul. Kabul, no, you're not. Kabul. Where's that? Mexico?
Yes, it's in Mexico.
I've never heard of it.
Cabo San Lucas?
Pretty.
Okay. I'm just going to move on.
No, we can't ignore the stupidity. I'm sorry. We cannot.
No, we have to move on.
Well, the way you said it, it sounded like that.
We all just looked at Rossi like, mate.
You've never heard of it, Chris. So don't pretend you have.
How many times in a celebrity story do I say they're in Cabo?
It's one of the biggest... In the States, everyone goes to Cabo right now. Like, that's where it's going. Like, and you were questioning if they went to Afghanistan right now.
I thought they might have gone to help, like, to raise awareness or something. I don't know. Like, what?
That's why I'm saying move on, because this is what's
going on. Yeah, I know.
Okay, moving on.
My apologies for bringing that in.
It's your fault. You stopped.
And our thoughts and prayers with everyone in Afghanistan right now.
Horrible, yeah.
Oh, okay, moving on.
So Alex Rodriguez seems to be taking the high road. In a recent interview with Entertainment Tonight, he was asked to reflect on the past year, which included his breakup with Jennifer Lopez. Alex ended up calling their relationship incredible. Now, just remember, this interview is right after Jennifer Lopez just deleted all of their photos together on social media. So this is what A-Rod had to say.
Things happen, and I think what happens, Kev, is people don't focus on all the positive. Like, whatever's happened to me over the last year, I'm so grateful for it. I mean, I had 5 years of an incredible life and partnership. And also with my daughters, we learned so much. And now we have an opportunity to take that and move forward and say, you know what, we're so grateful for the last 5 years. How do we make the next 5 years better because of lessons learned?
There you go. He's in a happier place, I guess.
Did A-Rod and J-Lo, they didn't have any like biological kids together, right? They just had their own kids that they looked after?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so hard. Because their kids would have become probably closer as well. It's always so difficult in situations like this.
I also feel like, though, maybe the kids will still keep in touch. Like, I don't see that not happening.
What, with A-Rod, you mean?
Not with A-Rod, but with each other. Like, the kids will still be in touch with each
other, I think. It's just hard because, you know, one of my good friends in the States right now, he's going through a divorce, and he raised the children from his wife, and they weren't his biological children. And he's been with the kids since they were 2 years old, and now they're 12, and they're getting a divorce, and, like... You know, he's saying she's still allowing him to be part of their lives, but he feels like that's his children. But she's moving away with the kids, and he can't stop that unless he moves with. And it's just such a hard situation when kids come in.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're going through a relationship like heartache right now and you have kids, always think about if that divorce is really what you want. Because it does take I'm not saying stay in a bad relationship, but always have a really good think about it. Finally, new baby. Yeah. Who's having it?
Scarlett Johansson. It is confirmed. So a few weeks ago, there's a report surfaced that Scarlett Johansson and her husband, Colin Jost, are expecting their first child together. But Colin, if you don't know, he's on Saturday Night Live and he's a stand-up comic. So he was doing a show and he told a crowd, "We're having a baby. It's exciting. This is the first baby for the couple, second for Scarlett." She already has a 6-year-old daughter.
So cool. Congratulations. Yeah. To the couple. Fantastic stuff. Hit us with your tag, Pretty Malik.
Peace out, home fries.
You Googling Cabo? You Googling Cabo?
Looks nice. I might go on holiday there.
There we go. Virgin Radio, good morning. Yeah, about 8 years ago or so, you didn't really know what a hashtag was. They sort of only started to become sort of popular when, I guess, Instagram and Twitter started to really take its force.
Well, yeah. Twitter, what was that? 2006, wasn't it? So... Instagram was after that. So yeah, Twitter, I'd say.
Yeah, Twitter sort of kicked it off, but it wasn't, you know, I feel like now we all use hashtags. Before, I guess only the real geeks of social media used to use all the hashtags. But I think now when we post, we're all posting and, you know, hashtag love it, hashtag blessed, hashtag this is my life, hashtag, you know, living life, whatever it is, you know. So what we're going to do right now is Pretty has got a hashtag game. She's got you and I against each other here, Rossi. Mm. I really don't know how it's going to work. Can you explain this, Pretty?
This is either going to go really well or really wrong.
Interesting. So, usually when Rossi brings the games that this happens.
No, this is going to go the other way. Well, since we're on social media so much, we should know which hashtags are popular and which hashtags are not, right?
Well, not really.
You should. You should be able to know.
Okay, but like you know, fitness will be up there.
Like
family.
You'll know when you hear it. You should know, oh yeah, this hashtag is popular. So I have three sets of hashtags in front of me, okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read them out. There are three each. Out of that group, you have to tell me which hashtag would be the most popular.
Okay.
Let's see how well you know social media.
Okay.
So let's say you're writing a post, and then I give you these three hashtags. Which one would you want to use thinking it's the most popular, okay?
Okay, here we go. Rossi, you and I up against each other.
Buzzing with your name.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, buzzing with your name. So today I want to do a post about tea. So I'm looking for some hashtags
for tea.
Which one of these hashtags should I go with? Hashtag tea chart. Hashtag I'm sweet enough. Or hashtag soy milk, please.
Chris. I think the hashtag that is getting the most views would be I'm sweet enough.
I was going to say the same thing.
That is incorrect, my friend.
The soy one.
It can't
Rossi,
be.
Rossi, what would you like?
I'll go for the soy one, please.
No, that is also incorrect.
What was the hashtag that won? T-chart.
T-chart has 39,600 uses and counting.
Wow, I'm going to hashtag T-chart on my next family photo.
Okay.
But hold on, what is it? I didn't even know what a T-chart is.
To like see the different T's and all that, I guess.
Okay.
The next post, I'm at the beach and I want to write a caption about the ocean. Which one am I going to use? Is it hashtag Jaws? Is it hashtag deep sea? Or is it hashtag scared of the water?
Chris.
Yep.
Deep sea.
That is incorrect. I'll throw it over to Big Rossi. Chris, you are really bad at this Instagram game.
What do you mean?
I thought you'd be great at this.
How could you not use deep sea? Someone would use hashtag Jaws.
I guess
Jaws would be it. Ross, say Jaws.
I think it might be Jaws.
That is correct.
Yes.
Rossi in the lead. And finally, because I think this game has come to its end, I am doing a post about flowers.
Hold on. This is worth 3 points. Winner takes all.
Fine. Just to get rid of this game. So then I'm doing a post about flowers.
Hold on. I can't understand you laughing.
Yeah. Stop laughing.
You're like,
stop enjoying yourself, please.
Yeah, no stop fun on this.
Stop and join yourself.
Yeah, no. There's no fun on this show when we do competitions.
But we're playing a game.
No, it's not a game.
Okay, which hashtag should I use if I'm talking about flowers? Should I use hashtag roses are red, hashtag flower power, or hashtag in the doghouse?
Chris.
I know mine as well. Oh, it's too late. Go on, Chris.
You can't say your name.
I think it's either in the doghouse.
No, you have 5 seconds.
Or
five.
I think, what was the first one?
Four,
pretty. Stop three, ruining this game.
Roses are red. Flower power are in the doghouse.
I'm gonna say in the doghouse
that
for
is
the win.
Incorrect. That is the least used. Rossi, your choices are roses are red. Flower
He's won
power.
He's won the game.
I'm gonna go for
it's roses are red, dude.
Roses are red.
Incorrect. Don't listen to Chris. The actual one is flower power. 13.3 million uses.
I don't believe this guy. Where are you getting this info from? Who is hashtagging flower power?
I use it. Everyone uses flower power.
Who?
Go search right now. I've used it.
Anyway, hashtag fail. Hashtag not a good game. Hashtag I should have won. Hashtag Chris fade.
Hashtag Chris is annoying.
It's Virgin Radio. Hashtag. I'm just putting a tweet up right now.
Sorry, what are you writing?
I just said, listen, it says, just a message to say have a great day. I hope today brings you joy somehow. Through all the negativity that we are seeing and reading, find the smaller opportunities to smile and make them last. I just think we need it. It's hard to go on social media or just turn anything on and not see it all happening right now.
Right,
there's so much going on, right? There's
just
so much. And I think we just need to not ignore it. I'm not saying ignore it, but I'm just saying try to find those small little opportunities in your day that make you smile and let them last a little bit longer than usual. Count your blessings, right? Count those blessings.
100%.
I'm counting one right now.
Why?
I am playing, it's like at home, I'm playing this game. It's called What Did I Order? Is anyone else playing this game at their own household? What did I order? What did you order online that has rocked up weeks later or days later and you're like, hold on, what's this? I have no idea. I forget what I ordered at 1 a.m. in the morning as I was trying to sleep and decided to get onto Amazon and just order some random things that I may never need to use again.
That's true. What's the weirdest thing that's come at your doorstep?
A jet power washer that he's never used.
Like, what's the latest thing? What's the last thing?
Oh, do you want me to show you? I've got it here. Hold on. Let me go on then.
What is it?
This is a game changer, guy. Rossi, you need this.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Another piece of technology that he'll use for a week.
No, because I keep... it's the stuff that I'm ordering. It's not expensive stuff, but it's just stuff that... I'll get that. Oh, I'll get this. I bought a keychain the other day. I just thought I needed a keychain. Mm. I bought something that when you walk inside the door, you can hang all your keychains and your masks on.
Yeah.
Because you know when you get home from home now, you put your mask just somewhere on the table? I don't like that.
Hmm. It is good. Like, I noticed when I came back from the UK and I was just so happy to have everything delivered to my door. It's amazing. We are very lucky.
I bought masking of this tape, you know, the body tape. When your muscles are sore, you tape your muscles up.
Okay.
I bought that.
Okay.
Bought that right there. I bought this.
Extreme athlete.
Sorry, I'm showing the guys what I've bought. I bought this, which is a little mini massage gun.
You had one already.
Yeah, but this is a mini version. The other one was too big.
Why do you need it?
Okay. Listen to the power of this. Ready? You hear that?
Oh, that's quite therapeutic.
It was 65 dirhams, this little baby, and it works a treat.
It's not, I bet you it stops working in 3 days.
No, it won't. I bought Vicks Vape Rub. I needed some of that, more of that stuff.
Where are you rubbing that?
I know. Remember like a month ago I got ill, and yeah. So I used it all. So I bought another one just in case.
Yeah.
I bought toothpicks. I bought 1,000 toothpicks.
Because you're now that guy who walks around with a toothpick in his mouth after eating. He's that guy.
No, but I'm one of those guys that has a toothpick in his pocket at all times because, yeah, I've turned old.
Yeah.
So is anyone ordering stuff? And you get the knock at the door or you get the phone call and you don't know what you've ordered? Yeah. Is anyone playing this game? I'd love to hear from you. 04-871-5544. Call me if you're just ordering stuff online and you forget what you've ordered. 04-871-5544. Here's the game changer though, Ross. You need this.
Go on.
It was 60 dirhams. It's a sleep mask, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a sleep mask that goes around your eyes, but it goes around your ears, and where your ears are, it's got tiny little speakers, right?
Yeah.
So you connect it via Bluetooth. I've been sleeping with this during the night.
Is that a wire hanging out of it?
Yeah, it's just where you charge it, but it doesn't get in the way. It doesn't get in the way.
I mean, isn't that dangerous?
No, what I've been doing at night, if you've got trouble sleeping, by the way, I think this is going to help you out. What I do is I type in deep sleeve wave frequency.
Deep sleeve.
No, deep sleep wave. Okay. And I put this sleep mask on. The speakers go over your ears. It's pitch black. It's comfortable.
Let us listen.
Can you put it on right now?
Hear that? Let me put the mask on.
Hold on. Put the mask on for the full experience.
Put it on, yeah, and then...
No. Headphones off. Yeah. I wonder if you can hear us.
Record this video. This will be funny.
Hold on.
Excuse me.
Okay.
So now it's pitch black, right? It's comfortable. I've got little speakers, like, pressing on my ear with cushioned, like, cotton. And when I go to sleep now, it's pitch black, and this is what it is. And then... usually at around 2 o'clock in the morning, I sort of wake up a little bit and I just take the mask off. Like, I just, like, wrap, like, throw it off.
Hi, Chris. It's Rossi here in your ears.
No, I don't want to hear you, mate. No, get that out. I can't hear you. What do you think? Do you want it?
Yes. Get me it. That'll be great.
I'll buy you one.
What? This is the most... I have never done more awkward radio than the last... 5 minutes. What has happened?
Why? What's wrong with that? It's a sleep. I'm just saying.
Is it just me?
No, that's... I'm just saying, are you not buying anything that you don't realize when it comes at the door? It comes in a little box.
I don't buy that many things. I do keep a track. Sometimes I forget, but it's never a sleep mask and Vicks vapor rub at the same time.
I definitely don't think you're alone. A lot of people do that, mate.
Yeah, man. There's look, Rachel's just sending through saying, Chris, I get at least 3 things a week. I have no idea what I've got. My husband says I've got a condition.
Yeah.
Oh.
Same as Liz. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, your wifey loves to order online.
Oh,
they always rock up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's too
she
much.
Stopped? She slowed down?
Only because she's on holiday. But oh, yeah, a couple of packages there. Keep coming, yeah.
Okay. Now
I bought this light.
It's still going.
I bought a flashlight.
Yeah.
I bought a microphone that I needed.
Okay.
I bought this glass. Let me. Oh.
Is that supposed to be the sound of something breaking? Because it's not.
It's 6:59.
Okay.
I bought this bell. Have a listen to this bell. It sounds so good.
Hey, Chris, can I show you something that I bought?
Yep.
It's a big green button. Eddie, hit it.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
All right, all right, all right. We're ready to do this. Ready to give away the cold, hard cash, right? Shahana, you've got through. Hello, Shahana.
Oh,
good morning.
Good morning. I just can't believe it. I've been trying for so long. Oh my God, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you. We love you even more. We honestly do. And thank you so much for listening every morning. And we're so happy and grateful that you got through. You ready to play?
Oh, yes, I am. But I'm so nervous. I mean, I listen every day. And every day I say, oh my God, I could have answered. I just hope today I can make it.
What advice would you give a pretty Malik right now? What advice? Come on.
Okay, take a deep breath. Really listen to the questions. If, Shahana, immediately you don't know the answer, do not waste time. Just say pass.
Okay.
Just say pass.
Okay, great.
Okay?
What do you do, Shahana?
I'm actually looking, I'm job searching currently.
Oh.
What do you do? What job are you looking for?
I just completed my Microsoft specialist course. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually trying to collect money for my college as well.
Okay.
So I'm actually looking for anything basic in customer service or anything that can help me collect some money to get myself further educated.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
There it is. Anyone needs a Microsoft specialist possibly, or just someone in customer service? Shahana's here. Let us know.
Thank
All right. You are very welcome. RackBank's ready to go. We're ready to go. Good luck. 10 questions. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to them. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. True or false? Wayne Rooney was a basketball player.
True.
What singer appeared alongside The Weeknd for the version of Save Your Tears?
Ariana Grande.
What team did Kobe Bryant play basketball for?
Pass.
What country was the artist Banksy born in?
U.S.
What color hair does Ronald McDonald have?
Is he blonde? Oh my goodness.
Who is Jennifer Lopez currently dating?
Pass.
Who sings Get Ugly and Savage Love?
Jason Derulo.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah. What actor played the role of the Green Lantern in the 2011 movie? Bugs Bunny or Ryan Reynolds?
Ryan Reynolds.
What is the capital of Oman?
Muscat.
Who starred in the movie 8 Mile?
Eminem.
True or false, Wayne Rooney was a basketball player?
False.
I'm going to give you that last one just because we love you. You got 600. 600 dirhams cash. That's going to help you out.
Oh, my God. That's really amazing. It's really going to help me out. I mean, I love you guys. You guys are so amazing. I listen to you guys every day, and you can't know how much you inspire so many of us out there.
Wow.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate those comments. Thank you. Thank you again. Hey, Kobe Bryant played for what basketball team, Shahana? What did you know? Have you ever heard of the Los Angeles Lakers?
No, I'm not really a sports freak, so I'm a bit.
Can you tell me Los Angeles Lakers? Can you just say LA Lakers?
LA Lakers.
I'll give her another 100 dirhams, guys.
Yes.
You're up to 700. 700. What about Banksy? Do you know where Banksy was? You said America. Do you think it would be the UK?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, she's got that one right as well. You're up to 800 dirhams.
Chris,
wow. Chris. I have tears in my eyes. Oh, my God, you guys are so amazing. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Well, listen, go and have some McDonald's this morning. What color is his hair, though? I think it might have been, was it red, do you think?
Oh, my God, it's absolutely red.
It is red. She's got that as well.
Oh, 900.
Give her 900 dirhams, courtesy of Rack Bank and us here at Virgin, okay?
I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
We love you too. Education's everything. Go and enjoy and spend that 900 dirhams on your education, but go get some McDonald's as well. There she is, Shahana. That's what we do here on the Chris Fade Show.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty Molly?
So Facebook is stepping in to delete hateful comments directed at Lizzo from its social media platforms. If you missed it, Lizzo broke down on an Instagram Live earlier this week. This is what it sounded like.
It's fatphobic, and it's racist, and it's hurtful. If you don't like my music, cool. If you don't like Rumors the song, cool. But a lot of people don't like me because of the way I look.
Facebook is going as far as removing accounts of users who continue to break community guidelines around hate speech, harassment, and bullying. So
are they only doing it for big celebrities, are they?
I don't know. See, this is one of those things that we have discussed on the show several times on monitoring the types of comments and stuff that are posted, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure they must have like one of those keyword situations. You know, where like one of those bots like scan through.
Yeah.
But it's really hard. It's so hard to manage.
I was on TikTok yesterday and there's a lady from America who is very outspoken. Her name's Nicole something or other. Blonde.
Okay.
She must have worked on Fox News and she was bagging out Lizzo saying, Lizzo, why are you getting upset with people when your whole movement is to be proud and happy in yourself? Why are you getting upset? That's what she was saying on TikTok. I didn't agree with it, but that's another side to it, isn't it?
Well, no, there shouldn't be a side to it. If you're throwing hate or shade on someone and negativity and you're trolling them, that's wrong in any respect. It doesn't matter what that person's trying to deliver the message. It doesn't still give you the right to go and just socially bash them, right?
As soon as you do that, you're losing anyway, as you said the other day, right?
I'm telling you, if you've ever put anything negative on someone's account, you're a loser. You're an absolute loser. I can't say that hard enough. I get messages all the time of just negativity, and I'm always like, I look at these people sometimes, I go through their profile, and I'm like, you look like a happy person on your Instagram.
Why?
We've never met each other, but you throw shade. I don't get it. But from a social media point of view, I only think it's going to get worse, and there is no way to control it. There is absolutely no way. Yeah, you can do those keywords where the robots can try to block it out, the bots can, but you know, long term, it's just education. And I think as parents, we have to educate our children on this as they grow and they develop further. But you know, Lizzo pushing that message. What else you got for us?
Drake just confirmed that he had COVID. He made the revelation in a comment on a fan account's post. So that fan account was throwing shade on Drake's hair. You know, he had that heart in his hair.
Yes.
But the heart kind of faded out and it was kind of all over the place and it didn't really look like a heart anymore. So the caption read, "The heart is stressed." So Drake responded going, "I had COVID. That hair grew in weird. I had to start again. It's coming back. Don't diss." So he had COVID. Leave him alone.
Yeah, supposedly as soon as he found out, he called the hotline bling to make sure that he was all right.
Dear.
Hotline told him it was fine, and they just said, it's God's plan right now, let it be, and you'll have one more dance to come. That was three Drake songs there, guys.
Okay, all right. Finally, Eminem, 50 Cent teaming up again, but it's not for music, it's for acting. Eminem is going to be guest starring in 50 Cent's newest TV show. It's called BMF. Black Mafia Family is based on a tale of two brothers who gained prominence on the streets of Detroit in the late 80s. They became famous for creating one of the most influential crime families in the U.S. Eminem is going to be starring in one of the episodes of the series. 50 Cent actually directed that episode, and they're going to be using the same technology that was used in The Irishman to de-age him. Because Eminem is meant to be a much younger guy, someone in his teens. So they're going to use this really cool technology to make him look a lot younger. And 50 Cent released a statement saying, "We couldn't do a show based in Detroit without incorporating the legend that is Eminem."
Well, as much as that's exciting, I wanted them to come back with music.
Hey, so you never know.
I wanted In the Club. I wanted a remix of In the Club. I wanted Dre. I wanted them all together again.
This TV show is probably one of the most talked about shows right now. It's going to premiere in September. I think it's going to be like a huge, huge hit.
Big deal. Wow.
Yeah.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Is my breakfast on the way or what, Ross?
It is. It's going to be there at 7:50, just in time, instead of what's Rossi reading.
Oh, he saved himself again. I don't know what you've done here, but you may have just missed it. The whole week of the show, I've been doing from my bedroom, not from the studio.
Can you cover the bag? Because we shouldn't be giving these any publicity at all. I've just paid for this.
Just relax, mate.
There's a big...
I've been doing this show this entire week from home because I've travelled, and within the company's rules and regulations, which I respect and agree with, 5 days quarantine I must do without visiting the studio. So tomorrow I should be in studio, which will be fantastic. So I'm in my bedroom. I mean, technology is fantastic. I'm doing the show live from my bedroom. I'm looking at my bed right now. Let me show you my bed here.
Have you actually moved out of this bedroom for the last 5 days? You've been downstairs and stuff?
Yeah, I've been outside the house. I
mean, okay.
I'm going around. I can't come to the studio, right?
All right.
So, Rossi, you've decided to... what I thought was an endearing thing. I thought you wanted to get me breakfast. You said, I'll send your breakfast home to your house. And it's just arrived here.
Yeah, and there was a condition that when I send it to you...
What is it?
You have to eat it. That's the condition. And you agreed to that. You said yes.
Now, I don't know what it is, but it smells not great. I mean, it's... And the whole... And Brianna and Virginia and Auntie, my nannies, just said... What is in the bag? It stinks.
Okay, can you list your top three least favorite foods, please? Go.
Blue cheese. If there's blue cheese in it or goat's cheese, I'm not eating it.
Okay.
I'll vomit.
That's not in there. Lucky for you. So I'll count that as one.
You anchovies got... or sardines?
No, you got one more try left. Least favorite thing that you would get. Pretty says it's your least favorite thing.
I've heard you say
it as well. You don't like it on
What's
fries.
What's the one thing that Brianna and I always love getting on our food, but you don't like it? We always
chili, spicy stuff.
No. We get it on like our pizza,
ranch,
and the pastas. No,
it's that. It's your favorite. It's your favorite thing that you go looking for in the woods with your nose.
Starts with a T, ends with a ruffle.
Oh, truffle.
Truffle. Okay, so...
Truffle repeats on me. You can't.
This is that you said... You said you were going to eat it, mate. So...
I'll be in pain. Like, it's going to hurt my stomach. You know that.
Has it got stuff on you on the box, what it says is there? Or is it just like...
It's got two things. It's got... What's this? There's... Rossi.
No.
I'm just going to say, for radio purposes and fun purposes, he's delivered breakfast for me.
Can you put the camera down so we can see?
Oh, my gosh.
So you see what you're opening?
You've got me truffle fries for breakfast.
No, not just truffle fries, my friend. That's truffle.
Show it. That's poutine.
That's poutine. Poutine, so there's, you know, nice little bits of lard
in
there.
Isn't he Russian?
No, what?
No, that's
someone different.
Else. This is a Canadian dish. That is delicious.
And what's this calamari?
No, well, it's squid. Yeah. It's salt and pepper fried squid for breakfast.
I don't want to eat this. I'm trying to cut weight as
no,
well.
No, you
and
said...
Is that all poutine and calamari?
That was 120 dirhams.
No, I'm just asking, is there anything
Did
else
you pay 120 dirhams for this?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
You're the one that lost this game.
Well, you're going to eat it. So
okay.
You don't like truffle, so this is brilliant.
You went very mild. I thought you'd go much worse than
pretty.
This.
There's not
poutine?
Much stuff you can get at 7:06.
Why are you getting angry? You are such a grumpy human.
Who?
I'm just saying you're being nice to him and he's getting angry at me.
Are you talking to me? Am I the one that's angry now?
No, Rossi.
Oh, yeah, he's absolutely
angry.
I don't
understand. I'm kept saying you went easy on him.
I'm just about to down this. This is poutine. What's poutine?
It's French fries and what, lard?
Yeah, it's like bits of
cheese, lard or something.
Something like
lard.
That. I think it's like lard.
Are there any Canadians on that know what poutine is? Really, before I put it in my mouth.
I don't know.
I need a Canadian on the show, someone that understands
Canadians!
What poutine is. 048715544. Please call quickly. 048715544. I've got a whole fork of poutine.
Eat the calamari first then. We'll wait for a Canadian.
I don't want to have lard.
It's not lard. It's cheese curds. That's what it is. It's
cheese
like cheese curds.
Horrible as well.
Eating your curds and whey.
The calamari's all right. Oh, yeah.
It's got a nice crunch to it.
No, get on the poutine. I know you don't like truffle, please. Man. That's one of the rules.
Is that nice?
Calamari's amazing.
I'm getting hungry.
Thank you.
Do we have any Canadians?
No, like, Chris, can we go back to the truffle, please? Because that's your least favourite thing. I want to see you have... You didn't even eat it.
Look at it.
I want to
see... Are you telling me that not one Canadian just called now?
We got a Canadian.
Come on, get him on.
Okay.
All right, what's Danielle. Come on, Danielle.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good.
Hello.
All right. Have you already gone to Tim Hortons this morning?
That's funny you say that. I'm actually heading to Dubai Mall, and my first stop before I start work is Tim Hortons for a double-double.
That's
for
amazing. Double-double. Well, okay, then. Okay. Danielle, poutine. Tell us what it's all about.
Okay. So it's gravy, French fries, and cheese curd.
Cheese curd.
What's cheese curd? I don't like anything that's curd. Isn't that mean like it's been overcooked and then it curds? Like,
I'm not sure 100% how they do it, but I know it's been sat for a very long time.
But it's really tasty. Poutine is good.
It's so good. It's my favorite dish.
It is amazing.
But this place, LDC Kitchen, was actually a really good place, this place that you've got it from. I know these guys very well.
Yeah, London something kitchen.
They've cooked this at this time of the morning.
Yeah, they did well, actually, yeah.
But the problem is here, it's got truffle, and I'm not allergic to it, but it really hurts.
Chris?
Me.
Just eat it, man!
That was the rules. You said you were going to eat it.
Okay, Danielle?
Yes?
I'm doing this for all the Canadians across the world right now, okay?
Okay, great.
I know this is not hard for you. This is hard for me, though. I just want to let you know.
It's just because it's truffle.
If it didn't have truffle, you would love it.
Yeah, it's so good.
See that bit of cheese there? I want it to get stuck in his beard. That would be the best thing.
It's not going to get stuck in my beard, all right? Here we go.
In. All the way in, my friend.
It's stuck on that bit between your bottom lip and your beard.
It's stuck on your beard.
It dropped off and he picked it up and he ate it.
Canada, I love you guys, but cheese curd is disgusting.
What?
Are you okay? What were you doing in the bin there?
I told you, truffle in my stomach does not settle each other. It is
now I feel guilty.
I told you, Rossi made me eat truffle. Truffle does not sit with me. It really does hurt.
I'm sorry. Are you all right? Seriously.
It's not funny, though.
Are you okay?
I am okay, but I told you now it's going to hurt me. Like, I'm going to be in pain.
Oh, don't make me feel bad now.
Do you guys have it? Is there any type of food that you guys have that instantly just,
no,
doesn't sit with you?
No.
You're Indian, pretty. You guys are born fed fire. It's like you got the...
Yes, we breathe fire.
But your intestines, your guts are just so conditioned to be like...
Your spice tolerance is amazing.
Yeah,
spice
tolerance. It's amazing to see how they can... I can't eat what you guys have. It's just too hard for me. Is there anything that you eat, Rossi, if you eat it instantly? Or like, this is what truffle does to me. And I can't believe you got me up for breakfast just to prove this point.
Most things... with my condition, most things I eat repeat on me.
Here we go.
Onions, coffee.
Onions?
Yeah, onions. Yeah.
Quick. Now, what, about a week ago, a little over a week ago, we saw this this advertisement. But it was more than that. It was something that I think we're going to remember for the rest of our lives. It was a lot of people deemed as fake.
Yeah.
And then a few days after we saw it, they came out to say, guys, it wasn't fake. It was 100% legit, and this is how we did it. We're talking about that Emirates airline commercial where we saw that amazing crew on top of the tallest tower in the world, the Burj Khalifa, standing there. That couldn't be real. Well, it was, and we've got her on the show right now. Nicole Smith-Ludwig, hello.
Hey. Hi. Good morning.
How you doing?
How are you guys? I'm fantastic, man. I'm on top of the world right now, really.
Oh, how many times have you said that? You're using that. That's your little phrase now, right?
You know, it kind of is my phrase, but man, I just, the amount of attention that this ad has gotten has just really blown me away. I'm humbled by it, and I'm super excited to share this.
Watching it for the first time, I literally sent a message to our little WhatsApp group on the show. I'm like, nah, this has definitely got to be fake, right? And it wasn't until about 24 hours later where I knew one of the crew members who actually filmed it messaged me saying, no, Chris, it was real. And I said, you're joking. And they said, wait for the reveal. How was it? How was it, Nicole? You were strapped to the tallest tower in the world, the tallest point that humans have ever created in the history of mankind. Nicole, you were at the top of it strapped in. How did you feel?
Well, to be honest, at the very beginning, it was a little overwhelming standing on top of the Burj Khalifa and looking down and just seeing everything that is Dubai. I mean, the city is just remarkable, but from that altitude and that perspective, it was incredible, really. I don't have any greater word than just spectacular.
Mm. Now, just to clear a few things up, you work with Emirates?
I do not work with Emirates. I'm a professional skydiver and a stuntwoman.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, okay, professional stuntwoman and skydiver. So,
yes.
Jumping out of a plane and being strapped to the Burj Khalifa, any similarities? Were you at all scared, or does Nicole not feel fear anymore?
You know, there are some similarities in terms of the visuals. I mean, I've spent, oh my God, countless hours at that altitude, but it is completely different because at that altitude, I typically am either in an aircraft or I have a parachute on my back. And in this case, I'm, you know, just kind of strapped to a pole on the top of the building. So it was really different for me. And as for having any fear, I think that anybody that is standing on top of a building, if they said they didn't have any fear, would be lying. So yeah, I mean, I had a little bit of nerves going on, but you know, more than any of that, I trusted the team that I was working with. I've worked with Alan and Marta from Prime Productions on several stunts in the past, and I know their rigorous dedication to safety, to preparation, to execution. So I knew that dealing with these guys that I was in good hands. And then the guys that did the rigging, it's a guy named Shane. He owns a company called Tex in Dubai as well. And this guy has, oh my gosh, the accolades that this man has. So I knew I was in really good hands.
What's it like at the top? Is it windy up there, obviously?
Well, it depends on the day, I think, but that day it wasn't too bad. We had some pretty strict wind parameters. The max that we were doing was 10 knots, and we were doing wind checks every 15 or 20 minutes. If at any point the winds had gotten out of those parameters, it was a safety issue, and we would have stopped.
Does it all swing? I remember some people telling me that sometimes it swings. Is there any swing action? You feel like you're on a boat?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a really great question, and at one point I could actually feel, it's kind of like, because of the wind parameters that we had in place with it only, you know, being 10 knots, there wasn't really that much movement, but I could definitely feel a little bit of a sway as there were some gusts of wind.
How long did the whole process take? Because I imagine you guys had a very tight, like, timeline to get it done, right?
We had a timeline to get it done, but we had some weather roll in at the very beginning of the morning. We had some fog roll in, and I know that the team was looking to have a nice, crisp background, and you know, they wanted the ground to be nice and clear where you could actually see what they were filming. So we were up there a bit longer than we anticipated. The total time was about 5 hours.
What? You were on top outside 5 hours?
I was on top, and the majority of the time I was actually sitting on the platform. For the majority of the time.
Wow. Yeah.
Like Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise did the same thing, I think.
You know, I love it. I love being one of the few people that can say that they've been on the top of the Burj with the elites like Tom Cruise. It's a fun feeling.
Yeah, they asked me to do it, you see, Nicole.
And
I told them, I said, let Nicole do this one.
Chris, I saw you on the casting call. I'm pretty sad I didn't see you up there, to be honest.
He's not very good at balancing, you know, with his nose and stuff.
No, I'm doing I'm doing the same commercial from bed. Thought that was, more exciting. But listen, you truly are fantastic. Set aside what you've done with Emirates, I just think as a human being and what you're doing, creating a lot of the stunts that we probably see in movies and commercials where we think it's the main star and it's you putting your life on the line, skydiving, and just being inspirational, Nicole. You've done a great job.
Thank
you. And, you know, it shouldn't have taken this long to get you on our show. So thank you so much. And keep flying that flag, all right?
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sliding into someone's DMs, this is what we're talking about right now. I've come across this list that men have supposedly been doing with women on social media as you slide into their DMs. I want to hear the opinions of women across the country right now. Are these things working?
Okay.
Are these things real? Rossi, I've just sent you the list. I want you to read through some of these with me.
Okay.
Now, for interesting enough, Brianna, my fiance, her and I, we met through Instagram. I did slide into her DMs. I did literally send her a message.
What was your message to her?
Oh, I'm a pretty big deal. How you doing?
No, it wasn't.
Actually, that's very believable. No, I'm kidding. What was
didn't
the
you
message?
Say well, something? say something like, do you want to go to the Lady Gaga concert or something?
No, that wasn't the opening line.
I had seen that she had followed me, and then about 3 weeks later, I saw that she followed me again. So I was like, oh, she must have unfollowed and followed. So I had just DM'd her that. I said, are you following and unfollowing me to try to get my attention? Because it worked.
Oh! And now you put a ring on that finger, you're going to get married.
We're getting married. So, what? Okay, have a listen to these. This is a list that has been put out, supposedly men. This is the some of the stuff that we've been sliding into the DMs. Ladies, tell me if this is, if it's working.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hey, I love all the books you've been posting in your stories. What are you reading right now?
That I feel like if any girl believes that, you are you deserve whatever's coming your way, because that you know that is not what it's meant to be. I really like the books you're reading. Don't believe it. Next.
Okay, Guy Ross, you got one.
Hi, I thought I saw you in the line at Asta Pharmacy and said your name, but it wasn't you.
That's creepy and weird. Next. It was so weird. Next.
I've seen that you've been rollerblading. I've been wanting to get into it. It looks so fun. Is it hard to do?
This is like perfect lines for my sister-in-law. She loves books and she loves rollerblading.
Yeah, I feel like people are rollerblading more these days.
They
so
are,
it could be something that you could do. What's another one that you got, Ross?
Before I go on, what up, Mad Rollers? Represent. Next one.
So weird.
Such a weirdo.
Your at home coffee setup is amazing. Where'd you get your beans from?
Yuck!
What?
These are really bad guys.
Well, it must have worked for me.
I hope it does. People are not using these.
Here we go. Another way that men slide into the DMs. Hey, I'm obsessed with your puppy. How long have you had them for?
I'll tell you the difference. Instead of being like you know how in the coffee when you asked a question about it, instead of like, hey, I love the books you're reading, it's like you're asking a question, so you're inclined to reply.
What about this one? Cool. What about this one? I think this is a good opening because it could go somewhere or go nowhere. Hey, I'm so jealous of your cooking skills that you keep posting. I can't even make toast without burning it. LOL.
That's cute. I think people would laugh at that.
But that's an invitation. If the girl was interested, yeah. Like, well, why don't you come over and I'll cook you something?
Oh, wow. One more from me. Okay. You've got the best music playlists on Spotify. We should swap playlists. What are you laughing for?
That's no.
What about this one? Have you got the vaccine?
You're in.
So, do they really work? Ladies, do any of these sound like they could work for us men? A lot of us men don't have any idea of what we're doing. Like, and are these legit working? We want to hear your thoughts and your opinions on it. 04-871-5544 sliding into your DMs. Is it working? Are these type of comments? Do you want to see these come up? I don't know. Pretty, what are your thoughts? You're
see,
a woman
like,
here.
See, like, I think it is on the right track. Like, asking questions is better than trying to make a smart comment. Because when you ask a question, at least it sparks a conversation. And it could possibly lead somewhere. It's better than the cheesy... Did you hurt yourself when you fell from heaven? Like all that kind of stuff, you know? It's better than that.
It's not a good one.
Yeah.
You're hot.
Yeah, that's not
How
a good
you
start.
You going?
It's not a good yet. Start.
Not nothing like that.
No.
All right, so we're going to take some of your calls. 04-871-5544.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to take the calls next. All right, hang on.
Why are we doing it next?
Eloise is there for you.
Ross gets weirded out, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Eloise, how you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, Eloise, do these things work, these sliding DM messages that we've been reading out?
Maybe not those. I don't know. It didn't work for me, but my husband did message me and he said, I think it's time we change your surname.
Oh, whoa. That's
wow. That's straight to the point.
Yeah, and it got me thinking, and now we're married.
So you had no interaction with your husband prior, but he slid into your DMs and just said, I think it's time we change your surname.
Yeah, we were friends on Facebook for long, but we never spoke a lot. And then, I wished him happy birthday, and then he's like, I think it's time we change your surname.
Wow.
That's smooth.
That is smooth.
I like that. That's a good one. All right. Well done. Congratulations. Christina is also called through this morning. Christina, your thoughts on it. Are these comments working?
I think they're working because these smart comments kind of, it gives me this tip that the guy's kind of paying attention and that he kind of has this sense of humor. And I like a guy with a good sense of humor. So this coffee comment that you guys said earlier really got me going. So I was like, hey!
That was mine. Yes. I've still got it.
I was like, okay. He pays attention that I like coffee. And actually, my boyfriend right now, he's a barista. Yeah, so I kind of slid into his DM, and I was like, hey, maybe you could teach me sometime with coffee. And
wow.
He was like, yeah, I'll be sure.
She loves coffee that much.
Look at that. So you slid into your boyfriend's DMs.
Yeah, man, I made the first step. I mean, why not?
Good on you.
Good.
Yeah, no. I hope the relationship lasts long, like a long black and not an espresso.
Ooh, I hope so.
The worst joke ever.
That was so bad.
Here's something that I came across the other day. Now, tell me, in Australia, we used to play a game where you knock on someone's door and then you would you'd run off, right? We do that as kids.
Yeah.
So what do you call that, Pretty? What would you call that growing up in the States where you go up to someone's door and you touch it and then you run off?
Ding dong ditch.
Okay. See, this is what I was talking about. Rossi in the UK, what would you call that game where you ran up to someone's house, knocked on it, and then you ran off?
Knock and run.
Yeah, we call it knock and run. Americans call it what? Ding dong?
Ditch. So you
ditch.
Ding dong as in you, ringing the doorbell, then you ditch as in you run.
Okay. 0487155444. Call us right now. What did you call that game? Growing up as a kid where you knocked on someone's house and you ran off. In Australia and the UK, it's called knock and run. In the States, it's called ding dong ditch.
Yeah.
Because Brianna said, why are you guys playing ding dong ditch? I was like, what is that? Eddie, in Kenya, did you play it?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Like, hey, absolutely not. our parents wouldn't let us do that game. Nala in... Nala, you grew up where? Was it Syria or Turkey?
Nala's busy.
Yes.
Oh. So where did you grow up?
I grew up in Syria.
Did you ever play knock and run?
Yeah,
or
especially
ding dong
in
ditch?
Hotels.
What is it called? What did you call it?
We used to just play knock and run.
So maybe it's you Americans that have just changed it.
Obviously.
Chris, I'm looking at a list of things, right? And it says for Australia, you guys called it ding dong dash.
Nah, never. I'm telling you now, we've never called ding dong dash.
I don't know.
It's always called. Other countries, any other countries around the world, did they ever play this game? And what did you call it? 0487155444. We used to do it like every weekend.
Yeah.
Until the neighbors got onto it, and then they went to my parents, and then we got in trouble and all that. Tanya, you've called through. Tanya, where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Melbourne, from Australia.
So what did we... Am I right?
I'm really sorry. We used to call it knick-knocking.
Knick-knocking,
yeah. Knick-knocking.
Yeah, but you guys in Melbourne are weird.
Chris didn't have a conventional growing up, you know?
Yeah. What did you call a hot on... So if you... Melbourne and Sydney. I'm Sydney. She's Melbourne. It's sort of like Dubai, Abu Dhabi. But what did you call it?
Knick-knocking.
What's
knick-knocking? Let's go knick-knocking. I'm like, okay.
Chris, why do I feel like you're making up what you used to call it? I think you've Tanya, you're right. I see your thing on the list of names. But I feel like Chris doesn't remember it correctly.
Rossi's called it knock and run. It's called knock and run. It's the name that it describes. You knock and then you run. Like it's literally, it couldn't be any easier.
So is Pretty's though. Ding dong,
and
ring,
then you ditch.
And then you ditch.
Yeah.
But you're not using the word ditch. Like, guys, let's ditch. You're like, let's run. So you've inserted. And what? Let's not talk about Melbourne. What did you call it again? Knick-knock. Oh, guys, let's go knick-knocking. All right. There it is, Tanya. Thank you, Ed. Ed, where are you from, Ed?
Hi, I'm from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
What did you play it? What is it called in Zimbabwe?
We used to call it patati patata.
What is it? What is it? Say it again.
Patati patata.
Patati.
Sounds patata. Sounds like the noise that it makes, is it, when you knock?
Yes, exactly. It's more like ding dong ditch. It's more resembling,
Wow, this is so cool. I know. I love the game that we all have an international word for. Candy, Candy, where are you from?
Hi, it's Barry. I'm from Scotland.
Okay.
We used to call it Chappy.
What?
Chappy, yeah, I've heard that. Chappy.
How do you even get that? How is Chappy? How is that even anything?
Chap the door.
Oh,
I thought you were like influenced by Hugh. What's his name? The Australian actor.
Hugh Jackman.
He did a movie called Chappie, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, it's nothing to do with that. Okay, so it's the sound of knocking. Is it Chappie?
You said the weirdest thing to say, Rossi. How is a game from 40 years ago related to Hugh Jackman's movie called
Chappie? Hold on. Listen, why do you think we want to know about your silly hyena game?
Anyway, a friend of mine just said in South Africa they call it Tok-Toki. Tok-Tuki.
Apparently in Canada, it's Nicky Knocky Nine Door.
Have we got get Taryn on, because Taryn is from South Africa. I want to make sure of that one. Taryn, what do you guys call it in South Africa?
Morning. It's called Tok-Tuki.
Tok-Tuki.
Yeah, there it is. Gosh, it's interesting. Couldn't imagine you did it here. Arrested.
Yeah.
Neighbor would complain. Arrest him. All right.
10 years on.
And we still have no idea what this segment is about.
It's What's Rossi Reading?
What's Rossi Reading?
It's true. 10 years we've been hearing What's Rossi Reading. It's a legacy. You're leaving one behind for your children. They'll remember you as What's Rossi Reading.
That's all people shout at me in the street. What's Rossi Reading? I said, do you like it? They say, no.
They shout that and they shout, Liverpool! Liverpool!
Let's not mention Liverpool Football Club, please.
Weird and wonderful news that you've got, Ross. Deliver the story, please.
A lady from Michigan failed to ask what the catch was when she recently agreed to take home a free German Shepherd puppy from a man on a street corner. Okay. He offered her a little puppy and she was like, oh yeah, I took it home. Once she took the pup to the vet to get it checked over, she got some surprising news.
What?
It was a hyena.
Get out!
She had a baby hyena at home. Animal control was immediately alerted and the woman was told that she wasn't allowed to leave with the hyena because they're not legal in Detroit.
Baby, I want to see what a baby hyena looks like.
Now, if you don't know a hyena, by the way, they can be very, very ruthless, and they hunt in packs.
Well, they've got one of the strongest bite forces in the world.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to be raising that. Maybe as a puppy, it's okay, but yeah.
And honestly, it's not a pretty sight, because I was once attacked by a laughing hyena. Honestly, not a joke. It's not as funny as it sounds.
That's a joke.
Was that a joke, really?
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. You know, whenever you say hyenas, you know all I remember is I had a little game, a little thing when I was a toy, when I was really about 4 years old, and used to pull the wire on this toy, and it would spin around and land on an animal. And when it landed on that animal, it would say this when it landed on the hyena. When I was 3 years old, I still remember it now, and it says, "The laughing hyena is funny. Ha 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 ha."
Cool. Go on, Pretty. Tell us.
I knew that as I was saying that story, I knew that this is going nowhere and I'm going to be made fun of. And there it was.
All I was like, what? I don't understand what we're supposed to take from that. Like, what?
Just say it's cute. Oh, that's sweet, Chris. Oh.
Wow, that's great that you remember it, Chris. It's
I'm wrapping
awesome.
It up. There it is. Watch out, the animal that you get. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Rossi.
No worries.
Wow.
I was 3 years old. Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Wednesday. I can't believe it's already August 18th. Are we really 4 months away from Christmas? Is this real?
Yeah.
September, October, November. It is. I'm just counting on my hands. I have to count on my fingers. I can't believe it. Honestly,
right.
It's crazy.
I can't believe that you can't tell the dates.
You know what's crazy? I always use my hands when I count, right?
And yeah.
I've done that since a child, so whenever I'm doing any maths or if I'm doing a deal with the business or whatever it is, I'm in meetings. I'm in meetings and I put my hands under the table and I do the counting just so they don't see me.
Well, you can't be that stupid. Look how far you've got.
Mate, it's been all right. But the cute thing is I looked at Nushi the other day and she was doing the exact same thing.
Like, yep. She is a minu. But hey, it's Nushi's birthday today, so what's the plan for the rest of the day?
We're going to cut a cake. We're going to cut a cake. I've got a little surprise gift for her, which I don't want to say now just in case any of her friends are listening.
Yeah.
But I got a little surprise gift for her that we'll give to her later this afternoon, and then a little birthday party, and then we'll have another party tomorrow, which you will be at, which was nice.
Yes.
Pretty.
Yes.
Ross, you're invited, by the way, if you'd like to come. Would love to have you.
Oh, thank you.
Let me know. I'll give you the details. And but yeah, I can't believe my daughter's 12. I really cannot believe it.
This is like, it.
Yeah. What? What's this is it?
That next year, it's the teenage years.
Stop
Chris.
It.
This
Stop
is it.
It.
This is it.
Stop it. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. Whatever you do, do it safely. Have a great day, and thanks for hanging out. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.